With news from Aspen Public Radio, I'm Kristen Kay. The Garfield County Sheriff's Office has released more information about an officer-involved shooting that closed down I-70 on Saturday. In the early afternoon, the Glenwood Springs Police Department received reports of a man who robbed the El Azteca store in West Glenwood Springs. He was later identified as 43-year-old Eric Reynolds of Newcastle. Officers located Reynolds in a car on I-70 near Newcastle and attempted to stop it, leading to a high-speed highway pursuit. The chase ended when Reynolds lost control and crashed. According to the Garfield County Sheriff's Office, he ignored orders and brandished a weapon before being shot by Newcastle police officers. A woman who was also in the vehicle surrendered. Anyone who witnessed the incident is encouraged to call Garfield County Emergency Services. Two members of Aspen High School's robotics team wrote and illustrated a children's book, Betty the Yeti. Molly Dove visited Aspen Elementary School last week as author Jeremy Martin and illustrator Tilly Swanson sat down with kindergartners to read the book and talk about robotics.
Martin read aloud before Swanson brought in a robot for a demonstration.
But Betty, when playing these games...
In the book, a young Yeti named Betty, who likes to build things, shows her classmates that they can like science and engineering, as well as sports and art. Now a junior, Swanson has been in robotics since the fourth grade and has always been one of the only girls. She hopes this book can change that.
I've had a lot of moments where I wanted to quit because I did not like being the only girl, especially when I was younger. I thought that was awful. So I just want other girls to see from a young age that this is an option for them and that they don't have to worry about the fact that it is mostly boys.
Martin and Swanson say parents and local businesses have already expressed interest in buying the book. And from the sounds of it, the kids seem to like it.
That's Molly Dove reporting, and I'm Kristen Kay.